Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service.
Hi, I'm John Ed Matheson. Thank you for letting me participate in this In His Steps devotional with you. Our daily devotional today is on the topic of the priority of prayer. The legacy lives on as we continue to study God's Word and apply it. The priority of prayer. Chris Hology said, "Prayer is easier than you think and more important than you realize." Our relationship with God in prayer should look like a consuming addiction in our lives, not a convenient addition to our lives. Now that's important as we walk through this lesson. Our text is Mark 1:35. "And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went to a desolate place, and there he prayed." You see, Jesus placed a high priority on prayer. Scripture records that he often got along to spend time talking to his Father. Luke 5:16 states, "He would withdraw to desolate places and pray." As you follow in the steps of Jesus, you will notice how often he prayed. Here are just a few times Scripture records Jesus praying. One at his baptism, Luke 3:21 and 22. He prayed before choosing his disciples, Luke 6:12 and 13. While speaking to the Jewish leaders, Matthew 11:25 and 26. Before feeding the 5,000, John 6:11. Before feeding the 4,000, Matthew 15:36. Before walking on water, Matthew 14:23. While healing a deaf and mute man, Mark 7:31 through 37, at the Transfiguration, Luke 9:28 and 29, before raising Lazarus from the dead, John 11:41 and 42, at the Lord's Supper, Matthew 26:26, in Gethsemane before his betrayal, Matthew 26:36 through 46, and while dying on the cross, Matthew 27:46. So you see, here are just a few of the times where Jesus prayed in specific situations. Now, Scripture proves to us that Jesus prioritized prayer to his Father. His followers must also place a high priority on the time they spend in prayer. Pastor Chris Hodges, in his book, Pray First, The Transformative Power of a Life Built on Prayer, wrote these profound statements concerning the priority of prayer. Listen carefully. Your prayer life anchors your relationship with God. Yet so many believers seem to struggle with the daily practice of prayer. They consider prayer to be something they know God wants them to do, but it feels awkward and a little scary. After all, how do you talk with the God of the universe? Now, God doesn't want prayer to be some formal kind of communication that requires particular words and proper phrases. God simply wants us to talk with Him, to tell Him everything, to ask for His help, to thank Him for all our blessings, to trust Him with our pain and all our emotions. God is ready to welcome us to an ongoing conversation with Him. He doesn't want us to be a nervous wreck trying to perform or deliver a monologue. He simply wants our whole hearts to depend on Him and rest in Him. Think about the children in your life and how they communicate with you. Depending on their age and stage, the words they use may vary, but their open, loving, unselfish style is often the same. It's one of the things I love most about being a grandfather, or Papa, as our grandkids call me. "Papa, do you want to play?" Or, "Papa, look what I drew." Or, "Here I come, Papa. sounds like music to my ears. Their faces light up with bright eyes and wide smiles as if they couldn't be happier to see me and to talk with me. I wonder if little ones' communication style is one of the reasons why Jesus told us that we must be childlike in order to know God. God wants to be first. He wants to be the center of our attention, our affection, our attitude, and our actions. When we give God the first of anything, our income, our time, our attention, our energy, we declare that God is first in our lives. What we have, everything we have, belongs to Him, and it comes from Him. We honor God by our first practices. Praying first honors God. Now, the goal is to make prayer a priority so that you don't miss out on a deepening of your relationship with God and enjoying all the benefits that go with it. Make it a priority requires being intentional and deliberate, which involves having a place and making a plan. Keep in mind, however, that the goal of being focused and committed to prayer is relationship, not religion. Prayer is about our personal relationship with a personal God who is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, not fulfilling a mandatory ritual for its own sake. Making prayer a priority ensures that you won't minimize it as simply your default SOS. While prayer is not less than turning to God for help in a time of need, we have to remember that prayer is so much more. So often we act first, and then when we experience the consequences or face the unexpected, that we ask God to bail us out. Prayer is not about living life on your own terms until you realize your limitations and then turning to God. Prayer is about living in connection to God and through that connection, living out His purpose for your life, which is why it's important to talk to God before you act, before you decide, before you're tempted, before you speak, before you risk. Think for a moment. How would your life be different if you were to pray first before everything you do? Let me conclude today with just a few questions. And I'll ask the question, and you can just pause and answer the question yourself. The first question: how would your life be different if you were to pray first before everything you do? Do you have a personal and private place where you commune with God? If so, where? If not, why not? Have you prioritized your prayer time with God? In what ways? What were your thoughts about Jesus' prayer life as you read the list of just a few of the times that Scripture records that Jesus was praying? Please pray with me. Oh God, following after Jesus, doing like Him, means that prayer becomes a priority. And I pray that each of us might learn the power that comes and all of the satisfaction when we make prayer a priority in our lives. God, may we commit to do that today.